Welcome to Ask Gwen Everyone. And, okay, as you know, and yes, this has something to do with today's episode. It's not me rambling on like it usually is. As you know, I have cerebral palsy, which is a bone and joint condition, and I have a spinal fusion on top of it. I acquired that in 2006. My back is completely fused from the nape of my neck to the down my spine to the top of my bum. Actually, complete spinal fusion, had one rod removed because I popped it, and then I still have the other one in there. Thank you very much. But one of my problems is I have chronic pain. And because I do have chronic pain due to cerebral palsy and my spinal fusion, I have to sleep on the hardest mattress known to man. I feel like the place was in tea. And what I just found out is I paid way too much for my mattress, according to today's guest, who had back issues. So what did Vic do? He developed the mattress. And I said to him, when my mattress gets old and bye-bye, I'm going to email him, and he's going to send me one, because a lot of Americans have back problems, and of course, mattresses don't help when you have a spinal fusion or when you have back problems to begin with. The mattresses just make it worse, and the Tempur-Pedic and the other mattress companies out there want to charge you arm and leg. So enough of my rambling, which has something to do with today's episode. I'm going to let Vic take it away and explain his amazing story and where you can get this mattress and how he began.
Hi, Gwen. Thank you for having me on the show. So everything started back in 2008 when I started developing my back issues. It was like every day, every month and a week, you know, it was getting worse and worse. So my first visit to St. Peter's Hospital, you know, I got my back checked, and then, you know, doctor said there's no issue, everything is fine. I went the second time, they said, you know, we didn't find anything in the reports. Then somebody suggested me, you know, maybe why don't you try a new mattress, maybe your mattress is bad. And then that's when I bought my first Tempur-Pedic. I paid like $3,500. It was like I had a whole year to pay it, you know, because they do that, like you can pay in installments. So, and then after that, like using it 2 months, you know, I mean, the problem is still there, and it was actually got worse because I was sinking in when I sit on that. So, and then on my work, somebody suggested in New Jersey, South Bend, there's a chiropractor called John, you know. I visited him, and when I explained him, like, you know, I bought this expensive mattress, but there's still, I'm having this back issues. I've been to doctors. It's just still there. And doctor's telling there's no issue. We can't find anything in the reports. So he was like, then I think you need to make your own, because if you're not, you know, if you're not satisfied with expensive, he said it in a sarcastic way, you know, after that he told me. And then he just did a little bit of a tweaking, and then again, 6 months passed away. My sleeping was like, you know, I was not getting proper sleep. It's just, you know, when I go to work, I'm all tied up. This is what happened with most of the American, but still people just say, you know, they buy expensive mattress and it's going to solve it. So I knew one of my friend called Berna. She helped me, you know, she helped me with the foam. She got me a piece of a foam. We put it together. So it's not about the foam. It's about the foam quality and using the right density. So the mattress needs to curve, but it has to support you. It's like once you sink it in, the you start having back issues when you get up from the mattress. The 80% of the back issues starts when you get up in the morning because you are already sinked in and there is no support at your back, at your hip to, you know, to support you so that you can get up and sit and, you know, walk away from in the morning. So that's what 80% of the problem started. So, you know, when I developed it, I started using it. It took me around 1 year to make my own mattress, and I used it for a month and a half, and I'm perfectly fine. And then one day I get a call from my chiropractor assistant. She's like, "Oh, so do you want to make a next appointment?" I was like, "No, I'm fine." I'm like, "Okay, so how are your back problems solved?" I was like, "I made my own." And then he put me through the chiropractor. He called me in the same evening. He was like, "Do you want to share the same mattress with my clients? You know, maybe because you had a problem for several years. So if your problem solved, maybe it will help other people." So that's how the story started. And everything is like, you know, my friend Berna made a three more, gave it to his patients. Their problem solved in a week or so. And then, like, I started getting people call on WhatsApp. People used to send me a message when I was in work because he shared my number on his social media and stuff like that. So actually, it's not me who came in the industry. People bought me in the industry. I was forced. You know, people used to call me in the middle of my work. I used to get, like, 20 to 30 missed calls. I had to put my phone on the silent that, you know, people were like, "Okay," I said, I don't have any stock of the mattress." He said, "No, we'll wait for 2-3 weeks. There was a lady who waited for 1 month because it's made to order. We do have, now we keep a stock. We keep a stock only for 2-3 weeks, but most of my product, my models are made to order. So people waited for weeks for the mattress, and then, you know, now we are in the industry. We are serving America, and we have our return rate is less than 1%. So everybody's happy. And when people send me a video, you know, when they make a video that their back problems are solved, that's why where I get more of my energy. That okay, the product I developed is helping America. And then the price point, because I paid $3,500, and when I developed my mattress, it was like, you know, it was like not even a third of the cost of what I paid. So my prices are very, very fair to people, and, you know, I kept enough profit so that I can grow my company, and now, you know, we are serving people, and we are helping people to have your back issues solved, to wake up happy without any prescription. Because I was the one, when I was having back issues, I was not getting proper sleep. I used to take for a year or so, I started taking melatonin, the sleeping tablet, and then it gained my weight. And then, you know, if you're sleeping better, people, there are a lot of people who are thinking that if they're not sleeping properly and then, "Oh, I'm gaining weight just because of excessive eating." Most of the time, that's not the case, because you need to get a proper sleep, and then only your body will work to burn the calories and everything will happen. So I gained 13 pounds when I was taking melatonin sleeping tablet, and when I stopped it, I have a before and after picture how it helped me. Within 3 months of doing that, like, my weight is back, and, you know, I'm back healthy, sleeping fine, no issues.
Now, how many hours of sleep were you getting on the Tempur-Pedic as compared to your mattress? I'm just curious, because as I said, I'm on a general mattress that's called it a lock, and I am not kidding. I asked my orthotist who makes my orthotics and also makes my back brace, which I said to him, "What about a soft mattress to me who has back problems?" And Glennon, he's been seeing me since I was the age of 5, so he knows all about my CP. He goes, "When if you get a softer mattress, you'll be sleeping on the floor." I'm not kidding when I say that. And I'm like, oh, maybe I should keep my mattress, because I'm like, I thought the mattress would be nice, but with my back, oh no. And so as I said to Vic before we got on this call, I said, as soon as my mattress goes bye-bye, I'm calling you because you're going to save me. You're going to save my back, and you're going to save me the money to buy another mattress. So my question to you, Vic, is how many hours of good sleep were you getting on that Templin P-Dick mattress as compared to your mattress now?
So when I bought the Tempur-Pedic, the back in the day when I had not dealt in my mattress, so my sleeping was like, I used to get up every hour, you know, because there is not enough support. If you want to sleep if you want to have undisturbed sleep all through the night, your body needs to be rested properly. Every pressure point needs to be relieved in order to get a complete 7 to 8 hour sleep. When I had a Tempur-Pedic, when I sit on it, it goes right in, and I'm 256 pound person, right? So it's just like my parts are not supported. My back is not okay. It's sweaty, you know. When I get up in the morning, I still have the Tempur-Pedic in my basement. If somebody wants to have a look, I can send the pictures. Within few months, it was so sweaty that I had a yellow mark, you know, a sweat mark, because the sweat got right underneath the my bed sheet. So there was a sweat mark. So I was sweaty. The sleep was not proper. I used to get like maybe 3 or 4 times at a night. The sleep is not proper, because if you really need to have energy for the next day to face the challenges, you really need to sleep at least 7 to 8 hours all through, undisturbed sleep. So I used to get like every 1.5, 2 hours, you know, it's not okay, and then turn this side, turn that side. And after using that mattress, my back problem got worse, because it just, you know, it's not supportive enough. You know, maybe because there are a lot of people who love it. I'm not saying it's a bad mattress or stuff like that, but it's not suitable for most of the people, because you need a support. You need something to support you to relieve pressure on all your, you know, because you're working all day, you're running around, and you need to rest it. So that's how we came up. And if you go on our website, I have a special model. The people who like sleep hot at night, I have a special model called Be Majestic on my website, which is we developed with kind of a spacer. You know, we made a net spacer, so there's a airflow. You can literally see that there's an airflow. The air will flow, and you will sleep a lot cooler, especially for the people who sleep hotter. And then I have one for kids, especially for kids. That's called, it's 100% organic bamboo cover. It's an 8-inch for kids' room. It comes in all the sizes, but except king. So that's how we made it. Because our first model was Majestic Hybrid, and that was the model which resolved my issue. And then based on that model, we developed 3 more.
Now, I am going to tell you guys this live on this podcast. I actually track my sleep through an app, and it says, according to this app, and I don't know, it says 8 hours and 3 minutes, but I don't think that's true, because I have, as I said, I have the typical queen mattress that's hard as HO double hockey sticks because of my back. And if I tried a softer mattress when I got my room redone and my bed is custom made. And when I tried the softer mattress, one, it was too high. Two, I just shrunk right into it. And so I don't think I, now Glenn, I think my I hate to tell you guys this, but my sleeping problems are coming from my mattress. For years, I thought, oh, boy, this has something to do with cerebral palsy and my bone and joint condition. No, it's coming from my mattress. I'm like,
yep.
Oh, boy, this is embarrassing.
No, now I'm really excited. I really want you to use
podcast.
My Majestic Hybrid. I really want to use that, and I'm waiting for a video review from you. I really want to know, because if you're telling you are in that back pain, I want to see how my product works on you, because yesterday I got a video review.
I am excited now because I know when my mattress goes bye-bye, I don't have to ask my dad to show up cash for another mattress. And
yeah.
I know that my next mattress is going, and I'm going to do this to you guys, my next mattress is going to save my back, because I'm
sure.
Like, I'm done. I'm done. When I read your bio last night, lying in bed, I'm like, okay, I'm done with the expensive mattress. I'm done trying to fix my back. Vic is laughing at me because he knows he's been there, done that. And I'm like, I'm done trying to fix my back with all these potions and leave the scoliosis alone. And I still have scoliosis. I have a 10th grade curve because when they mess with scoliosis, they can't get it back down to zero where it was to begin with. And so I'm like, I'm done. When my mattress goes bye-bye, I'm calling Vic because I need help. It has nothing to do with CP. It has everything to do with my mattress. It has nothing to do with the way I'm eating. It has nothing to do with anything. It has something to do with my mattress, and so when my mattress goes bye-bye, I'm calling you and doing a video review, because a lot of podcasts are sponsored by Casper Mattress, and they are the typical mattress, of course, and the podcasters say, oh, this great mattress, oh, this great mattress, but they never talk about people with back pain. They never, they say, this great mattress, you fit in a box, and they do all this crap, and they never talk about the disabled population, or they never talk about people with chronic back pain. And when you don't sleep well at night, you're grumpy the next day.
Exactly, and I want to share one more secret with your listener. Okay, with the mattress, what I did is when I was not sleeping through the night, somebody suggested me this is, so because my mattress is all my back issue, but I did this trick. The trick I'm going to share is really, really, doctors tell everybody, nutritionists test, you know, they tell people to do this, but nobody listened. So, you know, my wife forced me to do this. Cucumber, you know, capsicum, pineapple, apple. You put it in a ball. You put a little bit of salt. Lunchtime, you know, you need to sit on a sun. Even like when you're in work, just go in the parking lot when you, on a summertime, you know, when there's a sun outside, just go in the parking lot. I used to stand next to my car with the ball. I used to eat as a salad. I did that for 30 days. People, seriously, it helped me a lot. Like a lot of nutritionists tells you, you know, you don't listen, but it helped me literally within 2 to 3 weeks of doing that every day, you know, because doctor tells you need to have an apple every day, but like, you know, but, I mean, most of us, we don't listen.
No, that's
but,
the white tail.
Exactly. Apple, cucumber, spinach, you know, pineapple, you put it in a bowl, put a little bit of salt. You just do this for 30 days. It's going to improve everything, and you're going to see the difference. So this is for the people who take sleeping pills, who take melatonin, who take all other kind of pills just to, you know, have a sleep. That's the reason our tagline is wake up happy without a prescription, that you don't need a prescription. If your mattress is supportive enough And if you're using the Secret, which I used it, I had, you know, my sleeping, I actually lost one job because of, you know, sleep. I have a record. I lost my job, my first job, just because, you know, I used to get up late, you know, they were not proper sleep.
Yeah.
I was not energetic. In the beginning when I joined them, I was very fine. And then after that, I had to leave, you know. So they was like, you know, they gave me literally a warning letter just because I'm not energetic. I'm not, I don't have energy enough to, you know, run around. So do this, sleep through the night and wake up happy without a prescription. Most of them, we don't need any tablets. You know, it's no harm trying this. It's just a salad, and I'm sure it's not costing much, too. So, you know, 30 days for doing this, you're going to feel the difference. I did it, and I'm sharing with everybody else.
Yeah, and I wanted to share my story on this podcast and kind of came sleeping on my mattress because
mm-hmm.
I'm not the only one who has cerebral palsy. I'm not the only one that has ataxia, spastic cerebral palsy. And as we all get older, the body ages and changes, and just like the typical body. And because I have chronic pain, that makes it 10 times more difficult for me to get good night's sleep. But now I know it's nothing to do with cerebral palsy. It has to do with my mattress, and my mattress is about, I would say, I got that mattress and that bed when I was 16, so now I'm 31, and so I would say it's about 20-some-odd years old, and I'm like, okay, time to get rid of the mattress when it goes completely down, and time to get a new mattress. And, of course, Tempur-Pedic has these brilliant commercials on TV, and I thought about getting a Tempur-Pedic. Now I'm not doing that because of the price tag and because they won't work for me. And I'm like, well, maybe I'll just get a Tempur-Pedic. But nope. According to Vic, they won't work for most Americans. And I'm like, Vic, I have back problems and I need to rescue my back because if my back is in pain during the day, I can't function.
Sure, yeah, because we tested, you know, before launching this brand, we tested it on more than 100 people, and then we saw, like, the result was 99%, because only, you know, my return rate is 1%. So
yeah.
It's like only people who have, like, you know, maybe there's a tread out of the border or something like that, that's what they complain. It's otherwise,
yeah.
You know, everybody's happy, and I'm really excited. I'm looking forward to see a happy review from you so that how my product works.
Yeah, you're going to get a happy review from me probably.
Honest review. Let's put it this way. Honest
happy
review. Yes.
Review. Honest happy review because
exactly.
You're going to probably get a happy review from me, honestly, in the next year because my mattress, I keep looking at it, and
uh-huh.
It's about to go. It says stains on it, and I'm like, okay, I need to get this out to go. I need to get this out to go within the next year, and I can't, as I said, I can't go on a soft mattress because of my back, and I've asked specialists about this, and I go, when do you want to be sleeping on the floor? And no, I don't, and so, and so I'm happy that you came on my podcast to solve my back problems, even though my back problems won't be completely solved. They will be 99% solved because it has nothing to do with cerebral palsy. It has everything to do with my mattress. And it's like, oh, my God, I have dark circles on my eyes, you guys, and I'm like, help. So when I was reading Vic's bio, as I said, lying in bed last night, I'm like, okay, this is what I'm going to do in the next year to help save my body. Because if I'm walking around like a zombie, like Vic was, we're not going to have a functioning workplace on the planet if Lynn and Vic are walking around like functioning zombies. Hello?
Yeah. No, I mean, that's how, and then lastly, I want to thank all the people, you know, if they're listening on the East Coast, if anybody's listening or when we share this with the people on social media who forced me to come in this, there was no plan. I want to thank to those people who actually, you know, who sent me voicemails and left me a lot of missed calls saying that, oh, we want the mattress, and then, you know, I really want to thank it. Thank you so much, and then I'm really looking forward, and we want to help America. We want America to sleep better and wake up happy.
Yes, because I know a lot of moms out there, they need recuperative sleep when they have young kids, and I'm in the education sector, and of course my kids need young sleep, recuperative sleep. We all need recuperative sleep, and I, as I said, I'm not getting enough sleep. Thank you to my mattress. I feel like throwing it out the door today because I feel like throwing it out the door today. I will do that in next year, you guys. So you guys will get a podcast with you, and Vic will get a video with you. I'm holding myself to that within the next year to get one of Vic's mattresses, but I'm going Vic interview me, and so maybe he can pull some more stuff out of me.
Sure.
So you can ask me anything you want.
Hello?
Yeah. I'm still here.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's just let me know when you want the mattress. It's just I have no question. I want people to I want you to, you know, tell people, and I want people to use the secret I shared with you. It's not kind of a secret, but this is what I did, and I want people to at least try once so that they can sleep better. Let me tell you, there is nothing like getting a good night's sleep. Once you get a good night's sleep, there are a lot of people who are in stress. They wake up with the stress, and then they think that it's their life, and it's the ups and downs coming in their life. But it's, you know, if you are getting a better sleep, you're going to be very fresh. You're going to be ready for the next challenge every morning. And yeah. Use the secret. Make sure you try the salad thing I did, and then, you know, if you have any back issues, you're sure you can check my website. The website is www.spineandvigor.com. So the spelling is spineandvigor.com.
Yeah. Well, Vic, do you have any questions for me that you want to ask me as end this interview?
Yeah, I mean, the only question I want to know is when you're going on my website and ordering the mattress so I can help.
the only question, well, I would say in January, because my mattress, I'll make it a goal. I'll make it my New Year's resolution to get comfy, because I need to get comfy, and I need to understand how my body dynamics work. So I'm going to make it a goal by January 22nd to order Vic's mattress, you guys. And maybe Vic, you and I could talk offline about you sponsoring this podcast, because not only am I trying to inspire people, I'm trying to help them understand their bodies better and understand their sleep patterns better. Now, Glenn, I also have a deviated septum, which has nothing to do with CG, and it has nothing to do with sleep. Although, yes, it does, because breathing has something to do with sleep. But I feel like if I'm on a, if I don't feel like Princess and the P, I feel like I'm going to be a better person and get rid of the dark circles under my eyes, because I'm so sick of these dark circles, it's not even funny. So Vic, you'll be receiving a letter by January, because it's like I'm done. I'm totally done with my back problems, and the mattress is not helping, and mattress is definitely not helping, a spinal fusion, and so I'm done. I throw in the towel to the mattress. I'm like, I'm done. I am done. I'm hot. I'm sweaty at night, and I thought it had something to do with me being a woman and having those issues, but I'm realizing now that it's like, no, it's something to do with your mattress. It's nothing to do with you or your condition.
Yeah, most of the time that's the case, yes, because it's like if you're sleeping better, you know, most of the body issues, like, you know, you'll be more energetic, as I told you. It's like, it's everything. So it's the secret of the salad secret I shared, and then the sleeping, the mattress, right support, the right density of the foam is the one that matters. So it helps many people, and I want everybody to help, yes.
As I said, you guys, I'm going to order one at the beginning of January, and I'm going to hold myself to it, because I'm like, I'm done. I'm done dealing with the princess and team mattress and not getting a good night's sleep. I mean, I have dark circles on my eyes, and I'm sorry to bring myself into this, but I am one of millions of Americans who relies on caffeine. I don't rely on melatonin. I said, ask my spinal fusion if I have trouble sleeping, which I did. It's been 11 years now. I've been a walking dummy, and here I thought it had everything to do with my spinal fusion. Nope. It has something to do with my mattress. Thank you, Mom, for not helping me on that one. And so, but I am one of the millions of Americans that rely on caffeine when they get up in the morning, which is not a good thing. And melatonin is not a good thing, because you get addicted to that. Trust me, I know. I've seen personal experience. And so I have witnessed my mother taking sleeping pills, especially when she was on the East Coast with me, and it's like, nope, I will not do that. And so as I get older and into my 40s, I'm trying to save my body. I mean, I'm in my 70s now, but the body changes, and so if you can help your body out, that would be wonderful. So this is why I'm kissing my mattress goodbye at the beginning of January, because, or maybe even sooner, because I need to help my body so I can help you guys in the long run and continue the work I'm doing. Because if we have a walking zombie workforce, it's not going to be pretty.
Yes, and then, you know, once again, if you see the prize point, my queen, the majestic hybrid, the 13-inch queen, is not more than $675. And then the max prize, the king mattress, is because in 13 inches we only have two sizes, queen and king, and my king is $800 of 13 inches. So try that, and it comes with 120 nights trial. So if you, in case you don't like it, you can just call us, and then, you know, you get your full refund.
I will, but I'm kissing my mattress goodbye in 2019 mattress that had been on for about 10 years. That's making my back not healthy. So, Vic, I appreciate you saving my back. I appreciate you saving a million American backs, too. And I will definitely talk to you offline about sponsoring this podcast, because we're not going with the typical mattress. I mean, I can't. I physically can't, because they don't support, and I'm just done. I surrender to me being a healthy me, and I just want to thank you for doing what you're doing in a unique niche industry, but yet you're saving people's lives and you're helping people sleep better at night, literally sleep better at night and turn their brains off so that they can sleep. And sleep is the best medicine. And if we have all these mattresses out there like Tempur-Pedic or like Casper, they're great until you have chronic back problems. And Vic and I have been there, done that, and I'm a big fan of Vic, and I will be as of January, and I'm kissing my mattress goodbye, because I need to save my health and I need to save my body. And we're going to be talking about this more with Vic in the coming future. And we also have a sponsor. It's called Shop.io, and more information could be found in the show notes. It's Shop.io Ask Win, and all you have to do is click on that link. And it's actually a website for designers, photographers, graphic designers, or designers in any sense, photographers, mobile app developers, and I believe you get a 30-day trial with that. So for those of you who are looking to host a website specifically in your line of work, try that, and more information could be found in the show notes. I'll also bring Vic to sponsor this podcast, too, because we need to save Americans' bodies, too.
What sure. Right? And I can tell my website. The website they can log on is www.spineandvigor.com, spineandvigor.com.
And we will have more of Vic's information in the show notes. If you guys are walking a dog and can't write this down, you will find more information in the show notes. Click on Spine and Vigor. I'll be clicking on Spine and Vigor, and then we'll make this happen in January, because I'm done. Here I am trying to save my body, and Vic has been saving my body without even knowing it. Now I just have to buy his mattress, because I won't be sleeping on the floor, and I can't, as I said, I can't go for a softer mattress. That won't work for me, and it won't work for my spinal condition. And yes, I have accepted my spinal condition, the spinal fusion, but yet at the same time, I don't want back problems if I sleep. So there we go. That saves my back, and that probably the story from Vic and I, you're probably doing the same thing I'm doing in January. Going to Spine and Vigor sooner than I am, and replacing mattress, all these mattresses are going to be walking out the doors, and Gilbert's family is going to be wondering why people are throwing out all these mattresses. No, because the mattresses are too tough. Or too tough, or they're too soft, and then they're not giving you a supportive thing. So please, 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 please go support Vic and his mattresses. God knows I will, and then we'll see if we can save people's bodies and let people get a good night's sleep. So I would love to thank you guys for supporting this podcast and downloading it and making it happen. And more information of our sponsor, Shop.io, could be found in the show notes. And as I said, Vic may be a sponsor of this podcast because I'm trying to save people's bodies as well. So we'll see if we can make it happen. And I thank you guys, and I hope you guys were inspired to at least help your body and save your body and get a good night's sleep to be restful and more functioning in the morning. And God knows I will be following this journey, and God knows I will be buying mattress in January, as I said. And so I thank you guys, and you guys know where to find me on Twitter, and I'll pin this episode on top of my Twitter so you guys can see it and share it out, and let's save people's bodies. Thanks to you guys.